Hey. Wait, no, please, can I come in? I know you're mad at me. I'm here to talk about that. I know I disappeared on you. I know. I want to tell you why. Okay, please come in. I'll make it quick. No, do not lift the hood up. Because I don't know if you're ready to see it. No, I'm not hurt. I mean, I'm not sure if I am. Maybe I am. I might be, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't. I know you've been freaking out and you've been wondering where I've been the last 4 days. I've looked at my phone. I saw the texts and the calls, and I know. It was my fault. I wasn't keeping track of the full moon. Yeah, for most people, the full moon doesn't matter at all. But for me, it matters a matters a lot. Unfortunately. Where have I been? I am not entirely sure. Running around the woods is probably my best guess. I think I ate a deer. Okay, this will make a lot more sense if I pull off the hood. You gotta promise you're not gonna freak out though. Like I'm in control now because the moon is waning, but this will still be like this for a little bit, maybe until tomorrow. The hair kind of falls off and the ears grow back and the nose kind of. Here, I'll just show it to you. Hi. Yeah, no, this is not a costume. Or a mask. I didn't let my beard just grow so much it overtook my face. Hey, careful, careful. It's a snout. It's not a nose. It's real. It is. It's not a costume as much as I wish it would be. No, and by tomorrow, my face should look like my face again. And my arms will stop being so hairy, and my legs will stop being so hairy, and all of me will stop being so hairy, hopefully. Yeah, it sheds off in a day or two. I'm a werewolf. I know you have probably a million questions. I will field all of them. I just want to say before any of that, I just want to say sorry. Not only for disappearing on you, but for dragging you into this. You were living a quiet, peaceful, normal life, and I saw you and I liked you and I disrupted all of that. And that was really unfair of me. When I pursued you, I knew about this. I knew about all this, and I was being selfish because I don't know if it'll work. Because every month I'm going to disappear on you. For at least a couple of days, I'm going to have to be gone. Because what if I hurt you or damage the house or just a million other things that could go wrong? Yeah, I head off into the woods. I go somewhere quiet, far away from people. And then I change. What happens the second the moon hangs high in the sky? It has to be full. It has to be full to start the change. If it's like a half or crescent or any of those other moons, completely fine. Not a problem. It's literally only a full moon. Yeah, it's like once a month. Well, until the full moon stops being full, and then I slowly change back. No, I'm not in control. It's like being a passenger in your head. Like you're able to see what you're doing. You're just not able to affect any change on what is done. It's like watching a movie. from your point of view. Or thinking back on a memory, like, you can't change what's happening, it just is. That terrifies me. Because I would never want to hurt you. I'm fine now, yeah, it's me, I'm talking, I can't talk when I'm in full wolf, no way, it's all barks and growls and bites and slashes, it's not a very verbal communicator. I appreciate that. I didn't really realize I looked a lot like Beast, but I will take the compliment. I assume that's a compliment. I mean, you are beauty, so. You are to me. I'm sorry I didn't tell you sooner. How the fuck are you supposed to tell someone something like this? Be honest with me. If I told you this when we first met, if I told you, hey, I am a werewolf, you would have probably never talked to me. Because it's wholly unbelievable. Isn't it? Even now, you're just constantly touching my face because you're not even sure if this is real. It is. It is real. It's still me, though, underneath that. No, I'm not going to stay here tonight. Because you don't want me to shed in your house. Oh my god, it's going to leave so much hair everywhere. It really will. I'm just going to just go back to the woods for a little bit longer until I'm human presentable. You don't want me to stay. Why? I like you too. I was afraid. I was afraid that, I don't know, I was afraid of a lot of things. Every other werewolf I know has told me the same thing. You just won't be able to make human connections. No, you won't be allowed to. You won't be able to. You will not be able to get close to people. As much as you want to, as much as you'd like to, the closer you get to them, the more likely you're going to hurt them. But one, because I don't think you know how hard it is to have a werewolf in your life. Because you're going to have to explain these absences to people. We're going to have to live in a place that's rural. Always. Somewhere where I can disappear for a couple days too. Unless we get like a padded room in a house or something. With a lock on the outside. A strong one. Why would you be willing to do any of that for me? I don't know. I Even after everything, even after disappearing, even after coming to you looking like this, you really still want me. Why? I know you don't care. I think that's why I fell for you. I never felt this way about a person. Remember, I just saw you and I kind of felt safe. That's what drew me to you immediately. As you felt safe in a world that just didn't. And now you continue to be safe in a world that just isn't. I'm just scared that I'm going to hurt you. You're the last person I ever want to hurt. That's why I wasn't even sure if I should come back. Part of me debated just... But I couldn't do that to you. I didn't want to disappear. I wanted to at least give you a chance. Just to know the truth. Give you all the facts so you can make a fair decision. Well, I don't want you to decide immediately. I want you to think about it. I do. Because this is a big choice. There's no cure for this. I'm not going to get better. In fact, it's going to get worse. As time goes on, I'm going to be more and more in the form than out of it. And if I can't control myself, and if I can't guarantee I can keep you safe, then I... What? But how could you know? Just because I want to keep you safe. But I don't know if I could keep that promise. How do you know I can? The fact that you're still willing to kiss me and to touch me. The fact that you're willing to stay and that you want me still. Despite all of this, shows me that I made the right choice, but I am... I don't know. I don't deserve you. I don't. Because I'm a monster. I am. I need only look in the mirror just to be reaffirmed of that fact. It's written all over me. I can't walk into a store looking like this. I can't walk into a restaurant. People would reach for their pitchforks and their torches. They would. I know you don't believe it, but it's true, they would. I'm glad you don't. I'm glad you're not afraid of me. I don't want to give you a reason to be afraid of me. I don't want to impose. I don't want to... No. Okay, fine. Fine, I'll stay. But it won't be until late tomorrow that I'm going to be looking anywhere reasonable enough to be out in public. Very funny. I know you always wanted a dog. It's not the same, though. It's not the same.